See if, as you teach language and words and concepts, see if you can keep the child in touch with the reality that is more alive, deeper, more mysterious than any concept. And here you can teach so much. You can teach the child to, can you see the colors? And the, can you see the shadings here? Isn't it beautiful? Can you feel that? Yes, it's called a leaf, but can you feel it? Can you see the colors? And can, do you know what's happening to it? No. Why is it so beautiful? What's happening to it? It's dying. It's dying. Soon it'll be gone. And then the child may ask another, dying? What's that? Well, I'm not saying what words will come out of your mouth because you will be present at that moment. But that, and then through this little thing where before you said, that's a leaf, it's all, or you might even know what tree it is, so you have attached another label to it. So you can give labels, the mind needs it, but there's far more. Always remind the child, point out that which is beyond the words and concepts. And so that would be wonderful for a child to grow up in that way, so that the mind is not totally possessed by words and concepts. So it remains, the seeing remains, the hearing remains. You hear a bird, and then encourage the child to hear more. To hear, can you hear? Encourage. And children will be receptive to that. Of course, there are many things in our culture that are there to stimulate the mind, to draw them out of their body. To teach a child to feel the body, they are very ready to feel that, make it into a little game. Can you feel the inner body? Can you feel the aliveness that's there? And they can, and they will love it. And then, if possible, reduce the amount of gadgets they play with, because they are all work on the level of abstraction. Computer screens, video game screens, TV, pulling them out of their body, pulling their attention out into some hypnotic trance that gives them a secondary feeling of false aliveness. The video game. So much so that when they stop playing, they don't feel alive anymore. What's the I need some other fix now. This is what the culture is doing to the children. I need another stimulus, another fix, otherwise they will feel dead. And then they look for the next thing, and there's plenty of things. Switch something on. Put headphones on. And then you teach the children about the pain body. Children have them too. Some more than others. So when the child goes into a rage or a screaming fit, or maybe the pain body will take a different form, the child totally withdraws into a corner and doesn't want to talk anymore. At the slightest thing might provoke the pain body. It's the same with adults. And there's then far more pain than you could ever have imagined coming out of that little situation. Some children become screaming monsters for a few minutes. In the middle of it, you can't say anything. But when it subsided, you can say, what was that? Where did that come from? What did that feel like? Does it feel good? And so you can direct attention within when the pain body is not active. And then say, do you think it may happen again? Shall we see if it happens again? And we can catch it when just it starts. And next time you can see, child starts, oh, is it back? Maybe it has a name. The red big monster back? Oh, can you feel it? Not at that point, whether they say they can feel it or not depends to what extent the pain body has already taken possession of their mind. If they scream at you when you ask, can you feel it? Then it's too late to feel it. Or they throw something. And then again afterwards, you say, what was that? It was back, wasn't it?